Today is Monday, the 7th of September, 2026. We thank you for showing up this morning. Our Minute with the Masters from Psalm 40, verse number 2. Psalm number 40, verse number 2. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Today, our scripture reflects on David during one of the darkest seasons of his life. His trial did not come from an enemy on the outside. It came from within his own family. And you know the story, many of you. His son Absalom sought to take his kingdom. He manipulated the people, gained their loyalty, and made plans to take David's throne. Absalom had a plan, but his plan did not include God. David found himself fleeing for his life. He was hurting, he was afraid, and he found himself in a pit. But while he was there, David remembered to cry out to God for deliverance, for help, and for hope, and God heard his cry. Family conflicts can bring some of life's deepest pain, broken relationships, disappointment, grief, and wounds that cut deeply. Whether at a wedding, a funeral, a family reunion, an ordinary gathering, or while having a phone or text conversation, family conflict can cut us deeply. But even in those painful times, God will steady us and he will set our feet upon a rock. If you find yourself in a pit today, know that the pit is not your final destination. The pit is the very place where God is setting you up to see him move in a powerful way. What looks like a setback to you is the very setting for a divine moving of God's hand. The pit may be dark, but God is still working. It may be lonely, but God is with you, and it may feel like there is no way out, but God always makes a way. So stand still, press through your feelings, and keep praying. God is moving even when you cannot see what he is doing, and God is working even when you cannot see his hand. The same God who delivered David is working on a plan to deliver you. The pit is not your final place. It is the place where you see God move in a miraculous way, and his perfect timing will always establish your steps. Have a safe, peaceful, and joy-filled Labor Day. Our prayer team this morning is Elder Timms and Vicki. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Vicki.
Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Senior adults looking for a job, we lift them for employment doors to open and for them to use the experience, skills, and creativity God has given them to the fullest. The lady who has her home in Georgia for sale, we pray for the Lord to guide the right buyers to her home, bring a smooth and timely sale, and give her peace and confidence throughout the process. Bobby T., we intercede for him to be strengthened, motivated, and healed. Dan V., we pray for him to exercise self-control on the job and for God to guide him in the way he is to go. Our young adults, we urge the Lord to grant them the divine purpose and place them on the road to meaningful living. All those who are struggling with grief, we lift them for support, strength, and comfort as they maneuver through the grieving process. Those struggling to make financial needs meet, we ask the Lord to give them creativity to make extra money, and to make extra streams of income available. We ask God to show them how to trust him in their finances. Everyone on the call this morning, we thank God for the gift of work and ask him to bless you with renewed strength, peace, rest, and favor. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end of racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end of Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Be blessed.
Thank you, Vicki, and you be blessed as well. Let us look to the Lord. The psalmist declares this morning, the Lord has done marvelous things this very day. Let us rejoice and be glad. Good morning, Father. Father, we come to you on this Labor Day morning to say thank you. We thank you, God, for the many blessings that you continue to bestow upon each one of us. We thank you, Father, for a new day. We thank you, God, for keeping us throughout the night. We thank you, God, for the angel that you have assigned to each of us to protect us from hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you, Father, for our homes. We thank you, God, for the food that you have allowed us to eat. We thank you for the clothes that you have given us to wear. We thank you, God, for the jobs, the livelihood, the Social Security, the retirement checks, and all of those things, God, that you have allowed us to have so that we might live a peaceful life. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our children. We thank you, God, for our friends, and we even thank you for our enemies. We come this morning turning our attention to the prayer list. We pray this morning for all of those who are looking for jobs, from those college students who cannot find work to those senior adults, God, who need extra income so that they might be able to make ends meet. We ask that you will make a way for them. We ask, God, that you will give them creativity. We ask, Father, that you will allow them to find work that's suitable, work that will use their skills, and work, God, that will allow them to live decent and respectful lives. We pray for the lady who is selling her home, and not only her, but all of those who have their homes for sale today. We pray, God, that you will show them favor and help them not to be waiting too long for you to bless them, God, with what they need. We pray for Bobby and all of those who are sick today, asking that you will continue to bless him, asking, God, that you will continue to keep them, and asking that you will make them whole and make them well. We pray for Dan and all of those in our circle, God, who may need to exercise self-control just a little more, asking that you will change their minds, change their hearts, and help them to have an encounter with the only true and living God. We pray for our young adults as we do every day, God, asking that you will continue to give them purpose, asking that you will continue to place them on the road to meaningful living, and asking, Father, that they will make you proud and make them their families proud in this process. For all of those who are reeling from the sting of death this morning, I pray that you will put people in their path who will support them during their grieving time, and I pray that you will comfort them as they meet each day head on. For everyone on the call this morning, Father, I thank you for this prayer family. Lord, you said where two or three are gathered that you would be in our midst, and Father, we see your hand working in each of our lives in so many different ways. We pray that you help us to not get focused on the things that are going wrong. Help us to not get focused on the things that we need, but help us to focus, God, on your ability to Provide all of our needs and help us to focus, Father, on your ability to give us everything that we need to make it throughout the day. Help us to be good stewards. Help us to be good citizens. Help us, God, to be good children and tell somebody about your goodness and tell somebody about the power of your saving grace. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us. And remember, God might ask us to take risks to help others. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen.